This is KUT. The California-based technology company Oracle recently announced plans to build a new campus on the Lady Bird Lake waterfront. In addition to new offices on East Riverside Drive, the company will also buy up nearby housing for its employees. But as KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, the story of Oracle's gain is also someone's loss.
At one point there, I really didn't think I was going to find a place. I really didn't think I was going to find a place that I would be able to afford.
Meet Robin Wilkins. She was able to find a place for herself, her daughter, son, and granddaughter. They live now in a small apartment in Southeast Austin, but they used to live in Lakeview Apartments on South Lakeshore Boulevard. At the time she left, Wilkins was paying $720 a month for a two-bedroom apartment. The affordable housing complex is no more. It was torn down to make room for new development. Soon, it'll be part of Oracle's new campus.
I knew from the beginning when I moved in, because she had told me, that they were going to eventually demolish the place. But she said she would give us plenty of notice, let us know.
She was the property manager at the time. Wilkins says in June, she renewed her lease for 6 months until the end of December. But then, just 2 weeks later, she was told,
I had 3 months. I'm like, wow, 3 months. My lease says I have to the end of December. They're going to demolish the place. Everyone has to be up by the end of September. I was packed and ready to go, though. Wherever I was going to go, whether it was put everything in storage and leave out the car, I was ready to do that.
In an email, one of the companies that oversaw the property, Cypress Real Estate Advisors, disputed these claims, saying the property manager allowed tenants to stay through the end of their leases. Oracle declined to comment for this story. Regardless, I wanted to know what, if anything, the city's doing to help those pushed out of affordable housing.
We passed a resolution asking for the manager to come back with a tenant relocation ordinance that would provide for tenants to have flexible move-out dates, ensure the security deposits, a waiting period between permitting and demolition, availability of realtors for the tenants so that they can be relocated and they don't find themselves just put out on the streets.
That's Mayor Steve Adler talking about an ordinance the city council passed back in November that could have helped Wilkins. It's still being written, but it could establish protections for low-income tenants who have to move because of demolition. Some say it's not enough. People like Brian McGivern.
Is it a complete solution? No, because it does nothing to prevent the dislocation itself. It does nothing to begin to rectify or even to limit the economic segregation that we have in the city of Austin.
McGivern is one of several attorneys who've met with former residents of Lakeview. Adler says city staff is working on several ideas that would keep current affordable housing units in place, rather than just ease the reality of tenants having to leave. But he's staying tight-lipped about any ideas. What he will talk about are things the city has passed that make way for new affordable housing. Take this for one.
A Homestead Preservation District.
Oracle's new campus will be in the middle of one of the city's new homestead preservation districts. State law allows cities to use property taxes from those districts to build new affordable housing in the same neighborhood. So I asked Adler to break down how Oracle coming in would add to this.
This development is going to increase the value of the property. When you take a property and you build a brand new building on it, it has a higher property value. That higher property value is going to result in increased property taxes that the Oracle people are going to have to pay.
The city still has to approve the specifics of the plan, but if or when they do, the taxes Oracle pays could fund affordable housing right down the street. In that case, people like Robin Wilkins could maybe consider a move back to their old neighborhood. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.